Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am in Robert Lavigna, L-A-V-I-G-N-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Lavigna as described in my report of 6-10-16. But that pertained to an injury he allegedly sustained at work on 1-1-16. Pitt is now a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured again at work on 7-23-20 period. He went to hop off of a lift gate while holding on to its chain. Barely landed on his feet and did not experience any direct trauma or a fall. Parity believes he injured his back, head, and neck as a result. Parity had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Parity did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. As per his claim petition, Mr. Lavigna alleged on 7-23-20 he was jumping off of a broken trailer lift and injured his neck, comma, low back, comma, head, comma, left arm, comma, and left shoulder. Pretty also filed another claim petition relative to an occupational exposure running from 1-1-16 through 7-23-20. Due to the constant and repetitive bending, lifting, carrying, pushing, and pulling, he alleged permanent injuries to his neck, low back, shoulders, and knees. Period. Medical records show he was seen at WorkNet on 7-24-20. Period. He described the previous day he was jumping down the lift gate door and landing on his feet after the lift gate got stuck. Period. He had pain in the neck and left shoulder, but not initially. Period. He did develop neck stiffness, but did not have any paresthesias. Period. Upon exam, there was significant subjective tenderness over the cervical spinal region at C5 through C7, as well as over the left mid trapezius muscle region. Period. There was no swelling or spasm. Period. Neck range of motion actively was full. Period. Shoulder active range of motion was within normal limits as well. Period. He did undergo x-rays of the cervical spine and was diagnosed with a cervical strain. Period. He's begun on medications, activity adjustments, and cryotherapy. Period. He returned on 7-29-20. And medication changes were made since his cervical strain was not improving. Period. He was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. He continued to be seen here at WorkNet through 8-20-20. Period. At that juncture, he was referred for an MRI of the cervical spine and for further physical therapy. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, on 3-29-21. Period. He had not returned to work at U.S. Foods. Period. He was now working full-time on an unrestricted basis for UPS, driving a tractor trailer. Period. He asserted the therapy he had received exacerbated his pain. Period. Dr. Mager had the opportunity to review his most recent treatment records, but also some from years earlier. Period. This included a lumbar MRI on 8-27-18 that revealed the right paracentral L5-S1 disc herniation. Period. He acknowledged seeing a chiropractor over 20 years ago. Period. He complained, stressed that he pointed out he had difficulty remembering aspects of his care and attributed that to his age. Period. He did not recall ever having a spinal injection. Period. He had been involved in a motor vehicle accident he estimated occurred more than 10 years ago, but he could not remember any details. Petty believed he had neck and back pain at that time. Petty did have an EMG done years ago. Petty could not remember if he ever had an MRI of the cerebral spine. Period. He had sustained a work injury less than 10 years ago, for which Dr. Mager had treated him. Period. Dr. Mager also noted earlier records including an MRI of the cervical spine that was recommended after a motor vehicle accident in May 2001. Apparently he had headaches and neck pain at that time, as well as low back pain radiating to the right lower extremity. Apparently he was treated with chiropractic. Period. At that time, he was diagnosed with the left C7-8 radiculopathy. Period. Records from February 2004 indicated he had complaints of severe headaches that he developed every 2 to 3 days. Period. He had sustained a work injury on 4/28/14 when he had a slip and fall in a refrigerated section of a truck. Period. He was initially diagnosed with lumbar strain and radiculopathy and had been evaluated by Dr. Mager in August 2014. Period. He opined the petitioner had pain too diffuse to be explained by his lumbar findings at the time. Period. He considered him to have a myofascial component. Period. He recommended return to work without restrictions. Period. Dr. Mager did not have any records of him being treated for neck pain or radicular symptoms within the past year. Period. There was a record of an EMG in September 2001. Suggestive of bilateral C6-C7 radiculopathy. Period. After evaluation, he diagnosed cervical radiculopathy and ordered an MRI of the cervical spine. Period. I am not in receipt of any further documentation, such as the repeat MRI or any procedures being done. Period. The physical exam, extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 5/5 bilaterally, but left plantar flexion elicited low back tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal, spine cervical, active. Flexion was to 25 degrees and extension to 35 degrees, both with tenderness. Period, left rotation and side bending were to 60 and 30 degrees respectively. Period, he performed full right rotation, stating that he heard a crack in his neck while doing so. Period, right side bending was full without discomfort. Period, he had superficial tenderness of the paracervical musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm. Period, he displayed facial wincing with simple palpation. Period, there was also tenderness at the left clavicle in the absence of, but not the right. Period, the rest of that section. Scratch it, he declined undergoing a Sperling's maneuver. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an intalgic gait on the left that he attributed to low back pain. Period, he did not have a foot drop and did not use any handheld assistive devices. Period, he was able to walk on his heels and toes, but the latter elicited low back tenderness. Period, he changed positions slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period, supine straight leg raiser maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 30 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, there were positive reverse flip maneuvers bilaterally. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Robert Lavigna alleges to have been injured acutely at work on 7/23/20. When he jumped out of a trailer and held onto a chain on the lift gate. Period, he did not sustain any direct bodily trauma. Period, the next day he was seen at WorkNet and initiated on conservative care. Period, physical therapy was also rendered. Period, he later was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mager, who elicited a history of multiple prior orthopedic symptoms and injuries. because she referred the petitioner for a cervical MRI, but it is unclear that this was conducted. Period. The petitioner also alleges occupational injury from 1/1/16 through 7/23/20 caused permanent injuries to many of the same body areas, including his neck, low back, knee, and both shoulders. Period. New paragraph. You will recall that when I previously evaluated Mr. Lavigna, there was extensive documentation of previous orthopedic complaints and diagnostic studies dating back to as early as 5/4/01 when he sustained neck pain and headaches in a motor vehicle accident. Period. And I will insert some of that from my earlier report. The paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Appear there was superficial tenderness, palpation about the paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm. Appear he declined participating in Sperling's maneuver. Appear he had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either upper extremity. Appear he had full range of motion to lower extremities without any weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Appeared seated straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees. Failed to elicit any low back or radicular complaints. Appeared supine straight leg raise maneuvers did elicit low back tenderness, but also positive reverse flip maneuvers for symptom magnification. Appeared new paragraph with respect to the subject event of 7/23/20. There is 0% permanent partial total disability. Referable to the neck, comma, low back, comma, head, comma, left arm, comma, or left shoulder. Period. And underline this. His occupational exposure claim may have already been addressed in my prior report when he indicated he was injured acutely on 4/28/14, period. He could not recall previous accidents of 5/4/01, 7/25/05, 11/19/11, and 10/26/12, period. I was in receipt of abundant documentation of prior orthopedic injuries and treatment. Period. New paragraph, there may be some permanency at the cervical spine regardless of cause. Period. Any previous impairment I have estimated was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject events. Period. I previously offered 3.5% permanent partial total disability at the lumbar spine solely for his pre-existing conditions. Period. End.